groups at risk of social exclusion and inequity. Two groups are at risk of inequity: ethnic or tribal minorities and migrants. The marginalization of minority groups is a well-known phenomenon. Mention was made earlier of the poor in USA, who mostly are also from ethnic minorities. In her article Racial and Ethnic Disparities in Infant and Maternal Mortality, the Nationalist states, despite the dramatic decline in infant and maternal mortality during the 20th century, one of the greatest challenges facing the USA is disparity among ethnic groups, not only among blacks, but also Native Alaskans, American Indians, Hispanics. Similarly, in the UK, it has been reported by the British Medical Journal that the risk of severe maternal morbidity among white women is 80 over 100,000 and 120 over 100,000 among non-white women. Knight et al., 2009. In South Asia, the situation of tribal groups and Dalits has also been extensively studied. The recent case of the tribal woman denied treatment in Bedruini district in Madhya Pradesh, and the legal tussle between the government and women activist groups, following the imprisonment of a social activist, is a glaring example. On a more positive note, certain enabling conditions do exist to improve the plight of tribal women in India. These include the emerging tradition of judicial activism, an independent media, a strong civil society, and existence of ombudsperson agencies, such as the National Human Rights Commission, National Women's Commission for Minorities, Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes, and Commission for Dalits and Minority Groups WHRAP South Asia, 2008. Migrants are also at risk of inequity and social exclusion. Migration, either internal or cross-border, has become a reality in today's world. Globalization, climate change, civil strife and wars, often are accompanied by mass mobilization of population groups that has implications on maternal health, besides the clear implications on poverty and food security. Voluntary migration for purposes of employment, for both men and women, was becoming a common activity, especially in the recent decade, and countries of the Asia-Pacific region and South Asia are involved in this, both as a supplier and as a receiver of foreign workers. There may be government policies including fee-for-service for migrants and non-citizens for services given free to citizens. Malaysia provides a good example of the situation of migrants. For economic reasons, Malaysia attracts migrants from neighboring countries, as well as refugees who are displaced from their homes because of political upheaval. The Malaysian government curbs illegal migration, including through strategies including charging the fee for service and requiring health staff to report to enforcement authorities. These unfortunately have serious health implications, including poor access to care because of unaffordable costs of services and fear of enforcement agencies, and conflict faced by health professionals and service providers whose professional code of ethics requires them to provide health care to those in need, and especially to save lives. Aside from Page 19. Inter-country migration, there is also migration within a country, such as from rural to urban areas. This important issue has been extensively explored by Arrow, and the reader is advised to refer to the several publications of Arrow on this. Note reference, 10.